American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws. Bypass Congress and change...
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that exceptional American that I'm talking about. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, as you can probably tell. It's just sort of fast and furious here on Agenda 21 Radio, as they might say. 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're on it. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com for all of your news and information about what's going on with New California. You got great stories going on right now for New California. And news and information is going to be coming your way in the third hour about that. We're going to be talking about what's going on right now at the NATO summit with Donald Trump. Also, we're going to be talking just momentarily with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show about all the things going on in Washington. And where's this Page woman? And also, what about John Kennedy Jr.? Some angle on that might be a little unsettling to Hillary Rodham Clinton, especially coming up this Monday, which just so happens to be July 16th. A lot of parallels going on there. July 16th, John Kennedy and Hillary Rodham Clinton taking over the seat of Daniel Patrick Moynihan. We're going to draw some dots together here for you here on Agenda 21 Radio. But first, Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show is with us right now. Scott, a lot of things going on. What's happening in Washington, D.C.? What's your report?
Well, there's I am hearing an echo. Well, the echo's now gone. No, things are going. You know, Lisa Page isn't going, but you know, that's one of the big things that people are talking about here in D.C. is why is there a double standard with respect to Lisa Page being able to just say, hey, you know, go fly a kite, GOP, take your subpoena and, you know, shove it. And we would never be able to do that. There is a double standard. There's no way that you can police yourself. And that's what we're learning. And that, you know, President Trump can declassify all the information that he wants. He's letting this play out for a whole host of reasons, because the more and more they talk under oath, the more and more they implicate themselves on what's about to be revealed from a declassification. So there is that. And I also believe that, you know, the July 16th date is going to be a special and interesting date. I think that we're going to reveal a lot. I think that Russia's sitting on a lot of information. And I think we're going to come to Russia with, you know, multiple package deals. One, we drop the sanctions and you give up Crimea. And two, we drop the sanctions and you give up Crimea and you hand over the Uranium One information. The lesser one would be you don't give up Crimea, we don't drop the sanctions, and you end up keeping your relationship, your oil relationship with Germany. And that would be the one that would probably hurt them the worst, because then we would ratchet up sanctions. So we're going to give them every incentive on the planet to actually bring home this kumbaya moment, which gives them an oil deal with Germany, and they give up Crimea, they give up Uranium One documents, and Hillary Clinton goes to jail. It is kind of interesting that we're hearing that Hillary Clinton is starting to make an earnest attempt to run again for president of the United States, and we know this is self-serving, and we know that this is timing, and we know that that pardon yesterday with the Oregon ranchers, the Hammond ranchers,
right,
is connected with Uranium One. We know that Hillary Clinton received $30.1 million from Frank Giustra, that Renaissance Capital was the one that financed the $500,000 speaking fee, and they were a capital company that had direct vested interest in Uranium One, the company. And so there's a lot of connections that are going to be connected here. And Hillary Clinton thinks she's going to be clever from a political perspective that makes it impossible to say, okay, as soon as she announces, she gets arrested. That's, you know, that's the way they're going to try to spin this, is that you can't go after your political adversaries. Well, she's not an adversary. She's a criminal.
Yeah, that's the thing that...
I know.
We'll break them out here and we'll unpackage each one of those in a second. But I want to go back, first of all, let's go back to Washington, D.C., and what's going on with Lisa Page in this investigation, because she is the other side of the Stork, whatever his name is, Peter Strzok, Stork, I don't know. She is the paramour, his paramour, and they had this big, strong relationship going on, the anti-Trumpers and the FBI, and they were involved with all the deep state investigations that were going on. And then that was during the Obama administration. They piped that one up, and then all of a sudden they started to, you know, the election came along, and they were tweeting back and forth. Those are all those tweets that are very condemning to the FBI and to them and to the current investigation of Robert Mueller, which points a lot of fingers in a lot of different directions. Paul Manafort is actually in solitary confinement. It's kind of interesting, Scott, but Cliven Bundy was pardoned just the other day. In fact, we broke that story a couple days ago. Dane Sensors in Las Vegas doing some reporting for us on Agenda 21 Radio, and that was something that we discussed, that Cliven Bundy actually was given a full pardon, not a pardon, but exoneration, basically, from the courts there. Judge Navarro, who was an Obama appointee and a total lackey for Obama during the Obama administration, when you had the Bundys in jail awaiting trial and going, you know, that whole nine yards, finally it was defeated. They were all exonerated when Trump became president. Judge Navarro saw the light, brother. She said, oh, my God. And because, you know, Donald Trump was they basically.
Can I interject? Sure. He probably would have gotten a pardon, too, if he wasn't fully exonerated.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And anyway, so Navarro was playing some very, very interesting kabuki theater as Donald Trump made the transition to president. And finally, from what I understand, now this is from my sources, that suddenly, Jeff Sessions calls Navarro and says, listen, girlfriend, listen, the president is who now? And so she basically started going after the prosecution, the federal prosecution, the prosecutors that Obama had put in place with the FBI agents, and soon the Bundys, all of them were released from jail. And of course, she blew up the whole case, knowing what the truth is. She just actually got the truth out there. And then finally, just 2 days ago, Bundy was given a full exoneration, and all charges were dropped, never to come back. And that, of course, is Jeff Sessions at work. A lot of people are very critical of Jeff Sessions, but I can tell you that my sources are very, very firm on this, that Jeff Sessions did make that call, and Navarro saw the light, brother. She saw the light. Now, this goes into the Uranium One thing, which I want to talk about. I think we're coming up to a break here pretty soon, but because we're going to circle back, ladies and gentlemen, to Uranium One. We're going to circle into that, but I want to kind of get something going on with this Lisa Page and Strzok, because you said something at the very beginning of the opening here that Donald Trump holds the keys to the kingdom. He can declassify everything in right with a pen stroke. And all of a sudden,
he's seen these documents, by the way.
And he's right, exactly. That's why he's got quite a little different, you know, strut to himself right now, I suspect, because he's got the goods on everybody, including Mueller, which I find to be very interesting. We're coming up to a break right now. We have Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show right now with us, and we're going to really unpackage a whole bunch of things for you, ladies and gentlemen, so stay with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, write to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, and Voice is your answer to, in response to, Facebook and all the other social medias. It will not censor any of your conservative thoughts or ideas that you put down on social media. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And also, visit newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-281-3441 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-281-3441. Again, 800-281-3441.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
8.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio. You can get it by going to redstatetalkradio.com or going to agenda21radio.news and clicking on the Listen Live buttons. Anyway, so with us right now is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're sort of unpackaging a few things. We're going to go from Lisa Page to Trump, Putin, Uranium One discussion all along the line. Keep that in mind. Also to the Hammonds that were pardoned in the Malheur. This is all part of that situation up there with Lavoie Finicum, that whole unraveling story. They're going to make movies about this. Anyway, Scott, circling to Lisa Page and how significant this is, and we left it with the discussion that Donald Trump's going to, at some point, you know, he's, you know, it's like I tell people about Donald Trump, he's the greatest rope salesman in the world. Let's keep that in mind. And he's about giving everybody all the rope that they need to hang themselves now, hasn't he?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And you know what's interesting, too? There's a recent development. And this is something that was posted yesterday. And it says, but here's the best part from the special counsel itself. The government does not intend to present at trial evidence or argument concerning collusion with the Russian government. Collusion is dead, and the special counsel, which I loathe, this guy writes, just buried it. So basically, you remember Mueller was challenged by some of these Russian corporations. He basically, Mueller said this, after $22 million, Mueller said, government does not intend to present at trial evidence or argument concerning collusion with the Russian government.
$22 million later to have that one announced.
And accordingly does not oppose the defendant's motion in that respect. Unbelievable. That is so unbelievable. This is a recent court document that was released yesterday.
Which court was that?
I'm not.
Is it on your Twitter?
Well, yeah. I'm getting okay. This off of Twitter, okay. And this particular motion has a. This was related to media is now alleging that the Trump campaign was somehow involved in a quid pro quo with banker Stephen Calk, who helped Manafort secure two loans. So they were basically going into this whole thing about how the media is pivoting to something
else. God.
And so it says here that moreover, while the relationship, so this is related to the Manafort thing, but then right. Also remember Mueller was challenged by the Russian corporation saying, you got nothing, let's just go to battle. And Mueller, so now with Manafort also is pushing back, and what's happening is it's starting to be revealed that Mueller doesn't have anything. That there's something going on with the Mueller investigation. Could the Mueller investigation be a bit of a ruse to actually investigate something else? Maybe, you know, like, for example, did they break into the Manafort house to get evidence to go after the Podestas and Hillary Clinton? Or the Imran Awan scandal and to get the congressman's information? You know, there was this whole thing about the oil pipelines going on in the northern part of Europe, you know, and there's a lot to be said about not only the. Remember, I had this connection with Sherry and Sherry, right. A friend of mine,
right.
Who
oil.
Was directly connected with Jim Giffen.
Right.
That was the precursor to Kazakh. That was called Kazakhgate. That was the precursor to the Uranium One deal. and a lot of the things that the Clintons were after with Nazarbayev in Kazakhstan, when Bill Clinton got his $500,000 payment from Renaissance Capital and the $31.3 million from Frank Giustra, who was also connected with the Haiti mess. The Clintons are the target, I believe, here. And that it could very well be that Mueller was getting information for that. Who knows? I tend to doubt it because I think that these are just liberals that just can't police themselves properly. But right now, they got nothing.
What do you mean by that?
Delete the evidence. Who knows?
What do you mean by that? They can't please themselves properly.
Police themselves properly.
Oh, police. Oh, I thought you said please.
No, please themselves. You know, what you and I thought for a long time that Mueller was trying to delete any, you know, smear, you know, cover up the evidence, get rid of the evidence that could possibly have been. But that's where I think Russia comes in. And I think that Russia has a lot of evidence that, you know, because when you send an email, there's two sides of that coin, right? I send it, I can delete mine. But you still have yours. And I believe that Russia has, not only were they some of their hackers working hand in hand with WikiLeaks, but also I just believe that they have a lot of information about Uranium One. They were part of the deal. They were the deal maker.
Guccifer.
Well, no, and then there's Renaissance Capital, which is a Russian investment firm that was actually promoting the stock of Uranium One. So, you know, I believe they have a lot of information in play here. And again, when we strike a deal for them to give up Crimea and for us to reduce the sanctions and for and the oil pipeline deal that they have with Germany that we're learning about here at the NATO summit today, there's a lot in play here. There's a lot at stake. We're talking about billions of dollars, and we're talking about, you know, peace and prosperity. And one of the things that Carter Page tweeted last week after his Tucker interview, where he revealed that there's going to be some really great revelations after July 16th.
Carter Page is not related to Lisa Page, by the way.
Right.
Let's make that clear. I've been getting that question. Yeah. They're not, but two, and it's two different worlds or polar opposites here going on with Lisa and Carter Page.
Lisa Page and Lisa Page and Peter Strzok are all part of the Spygate, but
right.
Yeah, I think that they you're going to see some connections in terms of conflicts of interest because of the involvement of Rosenstein and Mueller that were involved directly with Uranium One, that whole thing. They were in charge of that whole aspect of it. Don't forget about Mr. William Campbell and his involvement and his cooperation in working with these people. So there are some connections. There's connection with Russian Gate, Spy Gate. There's a whole bunch of things you can connect. But Carter Page was working with Stefan Halper, for example, for a long time with a lot of these energy deals that were going on with Russia, and knows a lot about what was happening.
But, you know, it's kind of interesting to watch
players.
You know, in the backdrop of all this, a lot of people might not understand, but in the backdrop of all this is the whole Ukrainian issue. Now I'm going to throw another little ringer at you, Northern California. Ukraine and Northern California have remarkable similarities to one another, and they're very unique places on the planet in which you have agriculture, you have oil, you have gas, you have water, you have all the natural resources, farming, farm-rich areas. There's only a couple of there's only these two places really on the planet that have all this mix and match and plus pipelines. We have huge pipeline facilities. Actually, they're building a huge natural gas pipeline that goes right into Coos Bay out of Siskiyou County. So, and we have been getting reports for quite some time that, you know, John Brennan has been snooping around here in Northern California, which wouldn't surprise me because of the similarities. And, of course, sort of the Pelosi-esque-controlled Northern California, if you know what I mean. So there's going to be some things going to be breaking out about Northern California in particular, because we have this huge natural pipeline and basically huge natural resources that you find in Ukraine as well. So, then there's Uranium One in the Malheur, which is just maybe 100 miles away from Northern California. Anyway, we got Scott Adams with us on the from the Scott Adams Show. And we're going to be talking about more of this. This is just fascinating stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com with Red State Talk Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Years is, of course, you've heard, independent counsel Robert Mueller's investigation has zeroed in on its first targets. Today, former Donald Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort and his business associate Rick Gates were both indicted on charges of money laundering, tax fraud, and failure to report lobbying arrangements. Now, the indictment, among other things, offers tantalizing details about how foreign lobbying actually works at the highest levels in Washington, how Manafort allegedly used laundered offshore cash to buy Range Rovers, expand his wardrobe, somehow spend $655,000 on landscaping for his house in the Hamptons. Manafort's indictment comes as, honestly, no surprise to anyone who's been in Washington for a while and has watched him operate, though, of course, the legal system will make the final call on that. It's pretty clear, though, that Paul Manafort is just the first in a series of people in D.C. who are suddenly in deep, deep trouble. Who's next? Well, reading between the lines of the indictment and talking to a number of our own sources, we think we've got a pretty good idea of that. Keep in mind that today's indictment never mentions Donald Trump's presidential campaign or the 2016 election. It only mentions Russia in passing, even though Russian meddling was the pretext for this investigation in the first place. Instead, the indictment catalogs Manafort's efforts to lobby on behalf of pro-Russia groups in Ukraine. The indictment goes into great detail on the relationship between Manafort and two mysterious groups described in the document as Company A and Company B. Those companies, we can report tonight, are Mercury LLC, that's led by former Republican Congressman Vin Weber, and the Podesta Group, founded by Tony Podesta and his brother John, whom you'll remember as Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman. None of this will come as a shock to viewers of this show. Last Tuesday, we told you that the Mueller investigation is no longer primarily a search for Russian collusion in the 2016 race. It is now a much far-reaching inquiry into corrupt lobbying practices across D.C., one that is very likely to ensnare figures close to Hillary Clinton. In press accounts, Mueller's investigation is still framed as a hunt for collusion between Donald...
Okay, so anyway, Scott, I just had to play that. That's from Tucker Carlson in October of 2017. Scott? Scott, are you there? Did I lose you? Okay, anyway, apparently I've lost Scott. I'm going to have to get back to Scott. Are you there, Scott? I don't hear you. Okay, so we're going to have to try and get Scott back here. Anyway, I played that because I wanted to make sure that everybody understood that this is a situation that is very, very far-reaching, as Scott and I have been talking about, and I was going to make the assertion that in the case of Manafort, he has been deeply involved with all this stuff for quite some time. And, of course, it's not necessarily a situation that's a negative situation for Donald Trump. In fact, it's not a negative situation for Donald Trump. And, Scott, are you back with us?
I'm back.
Okay. I couldn't figure out what was going on there. But did you hear that clip from Tucker Carlson in 2017?
Of Manafort.
Yeah.
And all that had been going on?
Yeah, it sort of plays right into everything we're talking about now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, yeah, it's very interesting. And Tucker's been on, you know, Tucker is the head of the Daily Caller. And he's got some really great reporters. Rosiak, Luke Rosiak is one of them. It's really been on this topic. And you got to tip your hat to some of their reporters.
So anyway, the situation with the Ukraine is that, and a lot of people, and again, the verification for what I've been saying and what I've told everybody about since the Ukrainian, you know, transition from the Russian-leaning Ukraine to the Nazi or the Sunni Muslim and Obama-leaning Ukraine was that they were definitely working with Russia for a lot of different things, a lot of different oil and resources like that. And then all of a sudden that was all broken up when John Brennan, at the request of Obama, went in and put in a new government. I want to throw these two names at you. John Kerry's son-in-law, a Hines young man or man, working with the Ukrainian government and receiving $1 billion from the Ukrainian government for his efforts. And also the other one is Bo Biden, who's also a lobbyist for the Ukraine and became a lobbyist when Vice President Biden was still Vice President, and the same with John Kerry's son-in-law when he was Secretary of State. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, that's actually something that's been in the news for quite some time. I guess we first learned about that over a year ago. And, you know, this isn't by coincidence. And, you know, the same people that are actually, you know, pointing fingers at Trump are the ones that have their hands in the cookie jar the deepest. And that's the Bidens and the Kerrys, you know. And, of course, Kerry, is a childhood friend. They played on the same soccer team, same lacrosse team as Mueller, right? Yeah. John Kerry and Robert Mueller are best buds. And Biden is part of the whole cabal. I mean, this is all a bunch of stuff that's going to be revealed. And I would also think that Russia has some good information on this. I think that some of the things that we're going to learn on July 16th, again, this Carter Page interview that he had with Tucker Friday, mm-hmm. Kind of alluded to this. He did. He talked about Dragon Blood and Kanye West, and he was basically speaking in tea leaves. And he mentioned peace, love, and prosperity in one of his most recent tweets. And it was a coded language, you can tell. And that, you know, this guy happens to know a lot because, again, he worked with Stephan Halper. And these are people that work in these circles all the time. John McCain's assistant, David Kramer, foreign policy advisor, is also directly involved with a lot of these things. And if you don't think that, you know, a lot of these things were all part of the energy part, but then also involved the Christopher Steele dossier, which some believe John Brennan wrote. It was a piece of fiction that originated from John Brennan's head, handed over to Christopher Steele, worked with David Kramer, worked with Stephan Halper, worked with Alexander Downer, part of the Five Eyes. You can get into all of this stuff, but it does directly connect to energy, and energy directly connects to Uranium-1. So that's why, you know, I think there is a connection here that goes way back. And when you take a look, you mentioned JFK at the top of your show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you think about it. The Abram brothers came in to power and play around the time that this stuff started happening, okay? 2004, 2005 is when a lot of this stuff started to open up, because it was Hillary Clinton's Senate run, you know, when she learned that Daniel Patrick Moynihan was going to be dying and that he was going to give up his seat. That was announced November 98. In 99, July 99, the only guy that could ever beat Hillary Clinton for that New York Post, she wasn't going back to Arkansas. She hated Arkansas. So she was going to go to New York, win that Senate seat, and use the Senate seat as basically a pay-to-play scheme, and they set up the Clinton Foundation at the same time. This is when it all started, 2000. A lot of stuff happened, you know, after 9/11, and things were unpredictable, but that's when you got involved with this situation with Kazakhstan, with Ukraine, with Russia. A lot of the pay-to-play schemes. Mm-hmm. And that guy, James Wolfe, by the way, who got fired, who was sleeping with Ali Watkins,
yep,
knows a lot about all this stuff, too. And he's playing it well.
So listen, Scott, we got the music coming up. Stay with us. More to come here with Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show. And we're going to get into the John Kennedy Jr. situation, which is what we're doing right now. It's all about money. It's all about Uranium One and the Hammonds. They'll be up next as well. Stay with us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-281-3441 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-281-3441. Again, 800-281-3441.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And we're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. Okay, Scott, the issue going on with John Kennedy Jr. in the relationship to, I mean, we can go all the way to Uranium One. We can go to the Putin meeting that's going on, right? The Putin meeting on the 16th with President Trump. We could go all over the map on this one.
I know. It's hard to contain it, isn't it?
It really is.
It's just everywhere. The amount of corruption, the deep state, and all that's in play right now is so bad. You know, I mean, there are so many issues. I mean, we haven't even talked about Jim Jordan and his nephew that got murdered. I mean, we could talk about so many things. That what's at stake here when you involve the Clintons and when you involve the deep state,
let's not let that little gambit of information go by. You're talking about Jim Jordan of the House.
Right, it just was announced through Daily Caller just this moment that the House Freedom Caucus is standing by Jim. So that's really important.
But also, who got killed?
What's that?
Who was killed?
Eli Strickler, which was his nephew, was a wrestler for Wisconsin Badgers, 141-pounder. He was a national qualifier, meaning he won enough matches to where he made it right to the nationals tournament. Good kid, by all accounts, was run off the road. You know,
when did this happen?
It happened Thursday, the day the week, a couple of days after Jim Jordan really, I think, ruffled the feathers of Rosenstein, but also was really the one that was accusing Rosenstein of harassing and intimidating staff members in Congress related to their interest in meeting with Christopher Steele, right? That's how crazy this stuff
Christopher
is.
Christopher Steele.
You've got Lisa Page violating GOP subpoenas. You got this slow walking of information. And all the while, you got Donald Trump, the president of the United States, that could declassify all of this stuff. People are getting killed in the streets, Paul, and it's getting to be like Operation Red Zone now.
Well, and this is very curious, and I wanted people to understand that the killing is still continuing, and it sure looks like finger pointing should be had where it belongs, and that's the FBI. The FBI appears to have, in my opinion, in many respects, been sort of like Obama's personal Gestapo. And certainly if, you know, a cause and effect, there's no coincidences. Jim Jordan's nephew is killed just recently, run off the road. And this is after the exchange with Rosenstein, which is an epic exchange, which, you know, of course, just blistered Rosenstein, made him look like a fool, and all of a sudden his nephew is killed, a wrestler. And by the way, we forgot the other part. He was a wrestling coach at Ohio State, which you know because you were a wrestler at Ohio State.
Yeah, I wrestled Ohio State. I worked in the same room as Jim Jordan. I worked, I showered in the same shower, changed clothes in the same locker room as Jim Jordan. And you know, worked with the trainers and stuff like that. Never ever did I ever hear anything like that. Now, he was there about 5 years after I was there. He was there in 87. I was there in 83, 84. And so, you know, so, but I never heard anything like that. And then the other flip side of this is, you know, you don't mess with a Division One wrestler's private parts. You don't, without ending up in a body cast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I coached. I played athletics in college. I get it. You know, yeah, that would never have happened, ladies and gentlemen. Just never have happened.
Well, I happen to know because every day I wrestle with a guy named Andy DeSabato. His brother, Mike DeSabato. Mike DeSabato ran a company called Cage Fighter, and the Cage Fighter company would go after very talented wrestlers in college wrestling and get them to sign a contract and basically give an endorsement. But he basically conned these kids. They gave the endorsement to support and promote the brand Cage Fighter, but then they never got paid like mm-hmm. they were promised
right.
for endorsement because there was like maybe some loophole and some fine print. But it was well known. You go back to the wrestling forums about 5 years ago, which I'm a member of. I've type and post in the forums. And this was the big talk of the town was how much of a scumbag Mike DeSabato was. This was 5 years ago. This is well before all of this. So this is well-documented information. But you know who didn't know it? Perkins Coie, the same law firm that, you know, is connected with Fusion GPS and is connected with Hillary Clinton, is mm-hmm. the same law firm going after, that used Mike DeSabato to go after Jim Jordan. And they just don't know that there's a body of evidence that proves what right. a scumbag Mike DeSabato really is.
And exonerates Jim Jordan. I want to get into the, because we have limited time here, but let's get into John Kennedy Jr. Of course, we could probably get you to stay over on the next hour for a while,
sure.
couldn't we? Okay.
Sure.
Because I want to, I've teased the audience, but we haven't gotten there yet, because there's so much out there. I mean, this is so rich what's happening here, and it's unraveling big time. And I think that when, at the end of the day, when we find out who killed John Kennedy Jr., we're actually going to find out who killed John Kennedy. That's just my little theory on it. I mean, that all that truth is going to start coming out. But I'll throw that little, that's just the hand grenade in the room and hasn't gone off yet. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about the John Kennedy Jr. thing and set up the scenario for the audience.
Okay, well, yeah, I was talking about Daniel Patrick Moynihan dying of cancer, giving up his New York Senate seat. The Clintons, they were at the same, and that was announced November 98. The Clintons would have been about that time, as you all recall, you know, that he was president for two terms. 99 was the last year of office, and that they're thinking, okay, where are we going to go after we leave the White House? Well, we're not going back to Arkansas, that hee-haw town. Right?
That's no hee-haw.
Right? You know, I'm from Wellesley College. I'm from Chicago. I'm not going back there, Bill. You know, because there's nothing left for Bill to do there, right? He can't rip right. off the government any for more over there. So they decide where they're going to go. They decide, wouldn't it be great if I win the Senate seat that Daniel Patrick Moynihan's given up, because I can't beat him, because I can't really win a race unless I'm going against nobody, like you know, this guy named Lazio, I think is his name, mm-hmm. that ended up being the competitor. It was like an untested
It was totally a setup is what it was.
Right. Okay, so then what happens is John F. Kennedy's not making his announcement. He finally tells a bunch of friends that he's going to run. Well, he gets in his plane. There's this long wait. He never flew without a flight instructor. And the reason why, he had 17 years of flight experience, 300 hours of flight, but he just got a new plane with new instruments, and he wanted to get his, you know, you never fly without a flight instructor because you get those hours counted. Anyway, the flight instructor was missing. There wasn't one. The seat was missing. They never found it. He ended up talking with a petty officer from the Coast Guard.
So, but you forgot something. The plane crashed, and it's in the water for a long period of time, and the seats, which are used as flotation devices in watery crashes, is not found.
Right. Okay, so yeah. So anyway, turns out that July 16th, 99... just about the time when John F. Kennedy's heating up and making his choice to do it, to go into this election, he's the only guy that could beat Hillary Clinton. His plane goes down in the water. Some people say it was lasers. Some people say it was a Manchurian flight instructor that was like programmed like a Jason Bourne kind of deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And these kind of things actually do happen, these psyops kind of deals. So we don't really know exactly what happened to the plane, but we do know exactly the flight pattern, and it took a nosedive. And the only, and not only that, but the NTSB said that the fuel was turned off. None of those things are normal. And also, at 2,500 feet, at exactly 9:39, he talks with a petty officer. This guy was on the news. I've seen the footage on the news talking about it. We never heard from that guy again. He never uttered another word about it. It was then sent over to the Pentagon, which was unusual, and the FAA went dark. Ted Kennedy's trying to work with the FAA, can't get anywhere. He works with the Coast Guard. Then they end up bringing a witch hunt, not a witch hunt, a bogus search 200 miles off of shore. Nowhere near the plane, and they spend 15 hours looking for the plane just for cover. The president makes an announcement, and next thing you know, they find the plane. But they probably would have found, they had a rule that said within 5 minutes they have to go out and do a search on the plane. They would have found that plane. There would have been debris floating everywhere, and they knew exactly where the plane was. And the plane also had an EPIRB, mm-hmm. kind of like a GPS device.
Right. Sends out a signal when there's a crash.
Right. There's that. There's a whole host of things. There was a flight log. There was a bag that was found. No flight log. He always kept a flight log. Every one of his friends said that he was a very conscientious pilot, that he kept a flight log, that there was four seats and only found three, that the conversation that they supposedly had with the guy that admitted that he had the conversation was erased from the record. The gas was turned off. There's so many bits of evidence to indicate that there was foul play. And so you got to say, well, Hillary Clinton going against John F. Kennedy for that Senate seat, who knows? But there definitely was foul play. That was on July 16th. I've heard some rumblings and I've read some reports that indicate that, well, I know this for a fact, that Donald Trump was good friends with John F. Kennedy Jr., that they were spending time down in Mar-a-Lago, they were photographed together. I've seen the photographs, and that Trump, being a birther and being a skeptic and being a kind of like, I think, a QAnon enthusiast, frankly, has this skeptical mind, has this a little bit of a tinfoil hat kind of mentality to him. And there's no disrespect there. I mean, I think it's great to be curious. I think it has always been suspicious about John F. Kennedy Jr. and also the Clintons and Murder, Inc.
Well, you know, I would concur with you, and for certainly about Donald Trump being the tinfoil hat conspiracy guy, because, you know, I know that. But, you know, and again, the birther thing, that was a very telling thing. We're running out of time in this hour. We're going to keep Scott over because this is just such a target-rich environment, and Scott's agreed to stay with us because, and I'm wiping out the schedule. But anyway, so stay with us. We got Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, Red State Talk Radio, with us here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're going to be coming back with him at the top of the next hour. So remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio. It's the preeminent talk radio format, Red State Talk Radio. And also New California. We'll be talking about New California and all the things going on there in the third hour. And like I said, remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.